you have the spirit of the consciousness of our revolutionary God, then you would know what we're shouting about.
You'd know. You'd know.
All right. It's all right. It is evident that with the noise we're making, it is evident that though there are many here from every strata of society with all kinds of degrees and intellectual achievement, it is evident that we have seen something or we wouldn't make so much noise. Hey, Spirit. Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God.
Mighty God! Mighty God! Mighty God! Spirit!
Stick around. Stick around. There's something we've got will get a hold of you if you stick around. Truly wonderful. Praises be the name of our revolutionary Christ. Bless you. It is written. It is written, where there is no vision, it's beautiful. She's not going to fall off that balcony, no way. When she's blessed with Pentecostal socialism and shouting under the Spirit, she won't fall off that balcony. Look at that little baby up there praising too, up there, holding her hands up. Look at that beautiful baby. The white mother and the black baby clapping right along. Look at that darling baby. Shouting the victory right along. That's telling it. That's showing where we're coming up from. There it is, black and white together. Power in that equation. Oh, yes, there's power in that equation. That's showing the whole world how we've got over. We've got over, child. Oh, yes, we've got over. Hallelujah.
Over. My soul looks back and wonders.
Beautiful.
You show the enemy, you show the Antichrist capitalist system very clearly when you sing like that quite frequently. You show them how you got over, and you show them how difficult it will be for them to get over. Beautiful. You may be seated, if you can be. Wonderful. In such an atmosphere, it's all right, praises. In such an atmosphere as this. And having a sister down there that was trying to die, and I just had her walk up to touch and that I might kiss her. Most people would order quiet for such cases. But we know that there's something here that works just the reverse of what man expects. Good God. It's already passed and through. But the normal mind would say, get silent when things like that happen. But I didn't stop you from singing because I know what this vibration of socialism will do. I called for her to come up here when she was hardly able to be held up there. I called for her to come up here, and I kissed her because I know this atmosphere gives life. It gives life. Would you be so kind now to enter into your praise and gave us this secretary for one of the governmental agencies, Internal Revenue, gave us this confirmation of what I was speaking about in the question and answer series last night. That's what thrilled me about that service you heard recreated last night in our Los Angeles temple, jammed, filled with people without any radio or any newspapers, nothing but the word of mouth. One of our sisters was back there in the middle section dancing without any music. And that touched me so much. She was in advanced years. And Sister Ever, she was dancing, 100 years young. We celebrated her birthday. She's around here somewhere. She'd been all with us all through the weekend. That's, she stayed down in Los Angeles. That's beautiful. And so, that's what really is going to change the world, when we give our substance, give support for our ideology. Sister Martin gave us this opinion, Marson. It's in the newspaper yesterday. House of the Supreme Court, the House of Lords. Don't worry, you'll be all right, sister. I'm sending you the word right now. The House of Lords, the Supreme Court of England, ruled yesterday that the country's 4,000 working men's unions are entitled to exclude all blacks, all Indians and Asiatics. The decision was immediately attacked as deplorable by the Race Relations Board, which said the ruling went against accepted policy of human rights. The decision reversed an appeal court decision just a year ago. That's how fast fascism, racism is moving in England. One year, the court has reversed itself. 4,000 unions are now entitled to exclude blacks, browns, Asiatics. It upheld an appeal by the Longshoremen's Labor Club, an institute at Preston, which one day was known for its leftist position in Lancashire, and ruled the club did not infringe upon the 1963 Race Relations Act by asking black people, namely Anthony Sherman, to leave the union, to leave the union hall. That's England, that never had slaves on its soil. Canada this week is in prospect of passing a similar law excluding all blacks, browns, and Asiatics, not only from their unions, but from the right to live in Canada. And there's a similar legislation being promoted in England to remove all existing blacks, Asiatics, and browns from the Commonwealth. When asked one of the Chief Prime Minister's assistants, when asked what would happen if the countries that they came from will not have them back, said, drop them in the sea. We have a place so beautiful to see that even Mr. Hearst came out and said that where we picked the promised land, I also thank B. Martin for getting that, that where we picked our area in the promised land is the best place in the world to be. Nation where the press functions freely, a rich country. This year's oil revenues alone will jump from $3 billion to $10 billion. Two-thirds of its people have moved from abject poverty into sustenance in the past few years. I can't emphasize enough that the money of the tomorrow will be oil. As Revelation spoke in typology, and we know the myths of all those things, but barley and wheat and oil is going to be the money of tomorrow. But most particularly oil, because without oil you can't plant a thing. There's no nitrogen, there's no fertilization, nothing can grow without oil. And we don't have it. But our promised land's just 15 miles from it. It's wonderful. So we ought to make it go. Now I'm asking tonight that you study yourself and show yourself rightly approved, dividing the word of truth. When I ask the substance, let's see as much praise and as much joy when you stand with your gift, as we want to do it quickly, because we're in need. Finances is, and they are shooting. They're going to shoot without trial, without review. The young man that attempted to assassinate the president of that dictatorship's South Korea, he was sentenced to death today. Those youngsters representing that alien anti-socialist religion that's all over America called whatever it is, I've forgotten it, international something, Reverend Sun Moon. What is his religion? Universal something. If they'll get out and raise $300 a week, each one of them, young and old, good God Almighty, why can't we get out? They don't have anything. All they have is a 54-room mansion for their leader in New York. Half of the budget of $7 million, or $8 they raised last year, went to their leader for Rolls Royces and a mansion over in New York, just outside Tarrytown, New York. Why don't we develop this beautiful promised land that you've seen in the movies that we've shown you? And Brother Iams is back here as a living witness to tell you what exists. Is there not one that'll say, I'll raise $1,000 in the spirit of it back? She pledged then, after I got her $2,000 back, to give only $500 and didn't give that. The last time I saw her, she didn't have her mind, did she? You saw her too, some of you. You know who I'm talking about. It's time you do right, because judgment's beginning at the house of this revolution, this revolutionary God. It's beginning. I saw Mrs. Leonard sitting back thinking she was going to sue us for her money that she'd given free will offerings to this church. And the date her suit was to take place, she died. The date. She was being lowered in the ground. I want to correct that. She was being lowered in the ground the date that the first payment was to come. It's wonderful. Court didn't make us pay it. We volunteered to, but I knew we wouldn't have to. I didn't want to get into no court action with some feeble-minded older person that had left their first love. That's the only kind of feeble mind there is when someone has once known the truth and turned away into darkness, having once tasted of the heavenly socialist gift and turned away to untowardness. They are the feeble-minded. I did not want to fight with that woman. So I said, we will pay it if she's alive to receive it. That's the arrangement I made with her son, who's the editor of a newspaper in Monterey. I said, we'll pay it if she's alive. He said, that's fine. Of course, she was dead, so we didn't pay it. So wonderful. I say it's so wonderful because she should have never done that. You should give freely and not try to cheat. You should make pledges and keep them, not like our sister whose mind is gone, who stood here and pledged that same pledge three times, never paid it once. Peace and love. Who will give? There are those amongst us who have the audacity to question that I can materialize anything. And I'm looking at one who has received such comment. I do not want you to feel welcome when you set off and criticize this house. That's not substantive, whether or not we do these things. The fact is, you have no business listening to that kind of comment, and the woman that made it is such a no account, who never puts anything into this work and drains it dry, is a parasitical host, always sapping our energy, always nitpicking. You have no business listening to her, and I don't even want to see her face. She is so filthy, but I put up with her for the sake of the equilibrium of this family, that the tare must go up with the wheat. So who's he after? The person I'm after knows who I'm after. Old gossip. Men and women dealing in fables and gossip, And nothing more hateful in the consciousness of this revolutionary God than talebearers. Don't you tell me that a sister that walked up, Sister Staten, brought back from death when last night at our altar $20 appeared. Don't tell me that that didn't happen. Don't tell me that Sister Mitchell, all the money that came to her, didn't happen. Don't tell me the people who have had thousands of dollars come to them, it didn't happen. Don't tell me how many people have had it happen in your purse or in your home, money appear. In the first place, they're always nitpicking, not because we care about that. That's not what we're working for. We're working for a materialization, all right, honey, but it's not money materialization. It's a materialization of a society where there are no classes, where there are no divisions, where there are no races, where there is no money whatsoever. But every time I find one of those nitpicking talebearers, they're always anti-socialist, anti-Christ. Just looking for something. It takes a devoted apostolic socialist to recognize the church age and to function therein. It takes a devoted apostolic socialist to keep this peace, to keep this quiet assembly when there are many things we could do. It takes a devoted apostolic socialist to carry on these works when there is nothing better for us to do but to gain the ingathering of souls and to create masses. Not only quantity, but a great deal of quality, because we had many that were turned away tonight. Now, I'm speaking. I will allow you to speak in just a moment. I certainly will not infringe upon your right to speak, but do not impose upon mine. That waving in my face, I don't like that. Now, as I was declaring, see, it's always bad to do that, because I'm such a patient father, and you do this, then I figure that what I've got to say means nothing to you. Don't distract me, because it means something to the honest of heart. What I have to say is the truth that will set you free if you will allow it to do so. If it does not register with you, that is no responsibility of mine, for I am the truth. I am the light that lighteth every man and woman that cometh into this continent, into this world of America today. I am that light. For socialism is a light, and socialism has to have a bearer of its cross. And I have taken its cross, and bless your heart, I have used its cross as a battering ram, and I am now living in the resurrection of socialism. So I'm not interested in listening to these talebearers and these nitpicking bourgeois, indulgent, rich suckers. They want to suck on the rich. They want to live off of us and act like they're going to be rich, sitting around using our dormitories, sitting around using our facilities, sitting around eating our food, getting an education from us, and nitpicking and not showing up in church and getting little jobs that keep them out of church. Oh, I know the damnable tares. I know them. And I also know you that sleep with them. Last night I called people out and showed them the thoughts of their mind and the intents of their heart. Told them the things they thought when their babies were born. Healed them of every kind of disease. Dissolved the cancers. One of the men that had no urinary flow on Sunday, he was dancing. He passed the cancer Sunday. He was dancing. Complete and permanent passage now. No pain. Complete control again over his whole urological process. His whole kidney system now functioning after that cancer was removed from the prostate that had blocked his kidneys altogether. Don't tell me that I cannot materialize, you damnable liar. But if I could not, I'm a better socialist than all the damnable critics that sit on the sidelines and nitpick and backbite It was not you, nor the likes of that little girl, that little simple-minded bourgeois, little black girl trying to dress like a honky bourgeois. It was not the likes of such women that have always been nitpicking and just doing as much as they can to disturb the peace. They didn't raise a dime to get Miss Davis out of jail. They did not raise the money that brought our brother Smith out of the terrible arrest of the military dictatorship. They did not free the three blacks that were waiting execution. No, got the stay of execution because I want to be perfectly correct. They are not the ones that freed three from the gallows and the gas chamber and the electric chair in the South in the last 2 years. No, it was not the likes of the little old devilish bitches that sit in our house, the backslidden heifers that want to criticize and you that want to go along with them. No.
Right up.
Then they stay home from church on the weekends, got a 3-hour job, or they got to study. I know a brother that has to study. I'm going to make a mustache on his rear if he don't get himself straightened around. That might mean that he's got a mustache on the front part, and I'm not talking about anybody that I see. Now, I'm not talking about, I think the choir director's got one too, but I'm not talking about him. Maybe his is gone, I don't know, I don't remember, but I'm looking at his. When you tell me that you've got to study and you're off playing checkers or something like it, Kath, honey, I'm on your rear end tonight. Let the message go out loud and clear. I'm going to back up every word I say. I get so much. I let your games go by and I see you trying to play with your little old mouse, and at that you're a malnourished mouse. You look like you're a sickly mouse trying to mess with this old tomcat fooling around, and you think that you can deal with the hound of heaven. I know we were taking an offering. That proves my honesty. Nobody but an honest being will stand up and begin to tell people their wrongs when they're taking an offering. But I'm talking to these little old mice that are messing around trying to nibble at the great bread of life that's in this place. I'm not going to let the cats on the prowl tonight. The cat's after them. Now you tell those folk to get back in this place. And some of you prowl around in meeting. I'm telling you this too. Now that appoints some of you to consciousness now. Some of us sit here. We know just as much about socialism as you do. Right. We've got a whole lot more knowledge, in fact, about what to do about it than some of you have. Right. We sit and we dance. We shout and we praise. And some of you have got St. Vitus dance. You cannot sit 5 minutes. You're Mr. or Mrs. Authority, running up and down these aisles. I want you to quit it, or I'm going to call you out singularly and collectively. You get yourself seated and do the work that the rest of us do. Fill your shoes with responsibility. So you go out and tell all those mice and termites that the tomcat of King the eradicator and the dispeller of every false moody, every moodiness, every motivation. I get my Portuguese so mixed up sometimes with my English that I, and particularly when I want to curse. You better hope I don't curse like I can curse, because it said that God cursed them and they died. Jesus cursed the money changers out of the temple. I look upon some of these people that just actually take advantage, use you precious ones and manipulate you, and won't care, put their shoulder to the wheel, won't carry their fair share of the burden, go around dressing fancy, little old fancy little Jezebel that I'm thinking of back there, that little old Jezebel been laying with everybody, tried to get everybody from Walter Cartmell to the one she's got now. Now that's what happens to me. You better repent, because when I get an overload, I just vomit it out so you can get straightened up. Little old Jezebels think they know something about building socialism, and they've never at one time got their little hands soiled or their little manicure job slightly spoiled. They got to have every curl in place, and they want to set off and say, I don't believe this. Well, I don't believe in them, and I want to get out of my face or repent. I want to get out of my face or repent. And that has to do with anybody that's shacking up with them. If you lay in the belly of whores, then you make your bed with them, you also reap with them. So I don't know what he's talking about. Some folk do, honey. It's getting hot back there in that corner. Now, if you just repent and do right, and don't go weeks and weeks trying to steal the energy of this Most High God and try to take advantage of his faithful disciples by not being in your place. He's merciful to one week, one generation, to another generation. He lets it go till finally he gets too much of it. Then you're the one who's going to get hurt, because he'll make a public example of you. He'll hold you up for public ridicule. That's the only place that I know that the economic equalities really come, is where immoral, and I don't mean something about what you're doing in the boudoir. I'm talking about the immorality of inequality, immorality of capitalistic behavior, the immorality of some people taking and others giving so much. The only place I know where it's working successfully tonight in this creation of this earth planet, this the lowest realm of hell, the only one place I know where it's worked. They don't shoot the people that work against the cause. They hold them up to public ridicule. They let them go so long, then they reprove them and they rebuke them for all the comrades to hear, that they all might exemplify from and be able to demonstrate in their own life experientially constructive behavior from what they have seen as the unconstructive behavior in the person that's being disciplined. So I have done everything but name your name, and you had better get your backslidden heifer positioned right. You better get them in order, and you that are conforming with them and consorting with them, you better get yourself straightened out, because I have named some almost, by I've named who they've laid with, or nearly laid with, so I've almost put them, didn't lay with Walter, tried to though. Tried to though. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing some of these names come up every time. And some of you faithful people, 100 years of age, 90 and 100 and 103, sitting here, faithful workers coming night after night, giving me their heart, giving me the spirit of socialism, their love. They're not doing it for a man. They're doing it because I'm no longer a man. I'm a revolution. I am the I am. I am the mighty wind of revolutionary change. I am the spirit of deliverance. I am the spirit of liberty that is saying, let the oppressed go free. They're not giving devotion to a man. No, not to a mortal, but to the spirit of the actual conscious presence of their socialistic, their revolutionary God. So now straighten yourself up, line upon line and precept upon precept. Repent of your untowardness, or the next meeting you'll be named publicly as a showpiece, as a demonstration for discipline for all of this holy cadre, because these are they upon whom the ends of the world have come. You were chosen to bring deliverance to this continent. You are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. All right, repeat again. We cannot, nor will we allow this integrity to be dissolved by such as the likes of that which I have just described. Cheaters, those who thieve from the energy of this great consciousness. Those with academic privilege and academic position, both of them college people. Both of them. One of them I saved from the jaws of jail. If I hadn't been a father and stood in their way, if it had been just the people's will, they would have been arrested for an immoral act. I'm sick and tired of my love and my justice being trampled asunder. I'm sick and tired of it. So I'm telling you this, and I say it the last time. You better tell the woman that I'm referring to and the man to get themselves lined up, or I'll lay their lives out like an open book so that everybody can read every fine line of every topic on every chapter of every page. One of them I saved from the jaws of jail. If I hadn't been a father and stood in their way, if it had been just the people's will, they would have been arrested for an immoral act. I'm sick and tired of my love and my justice being trampled asunder. I'm sick and tired of it. So I'm telling you this, and I say it the last time. You better tell the woman that I'm referring to and the man to get themselves lined up, or I'll lay their lives out like an open book so that everybody can read every fine line of every topic on every chapter of every page. So to all the others that would want to break through and steal from the equality and justice of this house, you think I'm holding back. I'm holding back. I'm going to have special privileges. I'm going to have better food. And there's another thing I'd like to get in this house straightened. Either this house straighten up its food. Either you straighten this food up till we are fed decent food downstairs, or you keep the food. This is a commitment from me and my staff. You keep your food out of my quarters. Either this church begin to give an equality of distribution and you begin to bring food for my people as quickly as you will for me, or I am going to be on fast every day, and so will my secretaries and my associate ministers, because we want equality here and I'm sick and tired of it. Los Angeles women, on three of them, I know of them, are principal behaviors. Their discipline of the hundredfold commitment and sacrifice that's touched them are able to feed not only the 40, 50 people we bring in for 2 days, but all the people that come into our services and do it graciously and sufficiently. That it is inexcusable that that is our new church. And they have taken that load. And I spoke to one of them at the temple cafeteria, our beautiful kitchen that's been built there in our lovely Los Angeles temple. She said, "I'm doing it for you, the spirit of socialism." And I thought, what a beautiful answer she could give me. So that's why I'm doing it. When I thanked her, she said, "Don't thank me. I'm doing it because you are the spirit of socialism." I think that's what she said. Now, I'm addressing you. I want no food in the back of the temple in Los Angeles. That is not the food served to the ordinary members of this family, because we are all one. I have no anniversaries. I have no birthdays. I have no Christmases. Mrs. Jones has no pastor's wife's tea. We do not believe in respect to persons. And we know that respect to persons is capitalistic sin. We are not going to tolerate it. I'm speaking for all. Most of the secretaries and associates have been consulted with. And the ones that haven't, I'm speaking for them anyhow. I want no food paraded up and down the aisles of my bus that's of better taste or better variety than that which is being served to the family members on that bus. I know that I have energy level that's used beyond all knowing, except some like Sister Rose that are close to me, when it goes 22 hours a day. Like Wednesday night, you went home at midnight. We left this temple at going on 11 o'clock. It was 11 o'clock the next morning after an all-night counseling, and my faithful people stayed on the bus, and people came in interchangeably that needed to be counseled and consultation and appointments and also high regional planning of the Apostolic Governing Council. This went on till going on at 11 o'clock Thursday morning. Then we ran on that bus and stepped inside with hardly a bite. I didn't take a bite. I stepped from the bus dressed into the pulpit and preached that night and went all night again, all day again. Got on that service again, no more, and stepped from a council, stepped from an emergency meeting right into a meeting Friday night, and you heard the results of it last night. Oh, heaven came down. Socialist heaven consciousness came down and glory filled the place. And such has been the day. Meeting with Dr. Goodland and others, such has been the day. And I stepped in here from emergencies, right step smack into this platform. So it does take energy. But you're not going to be able to feed me unless you feed my people. You're not going to be able to take care of me. Oh, there's some of you who'll bring a potluck for me. You'll bring me nice chicken. You'll bring me, yes, what is it, brother? Anything you want to? You just agreement, thank you. Better do it like that. So, if you want me to eat well, and some of you would bring nice food for me, oh, you can do it so beautifully. You can just give me such nice things. I don't let you do it with clothes. I won't let you give me shoes. I'm going to keep these holy shoes till all my people have shoes. You're not going to give me any clothes. But I've been busy not watching the food line as closely as I can. I'm watching it now. I mean, I'll be as skinny as a whale unless you people straighten up and bring the food in here. I want to see this house filled tomorrow, and I want the name of everyone that brings food. I want our people to eat, not have to put some hash together. I want food of abundance in my Father's house. There shall be an abundance of every good desire. I wish I could keep my mouth shut, because I have to give my voice as an eternal sacrifice, because I have another all-night meeting facing me as soon as this is over. It'll be finished at the time the morning meeting begins. I wish I could be silent, but as long as sin creeps in, and sin is to him that knoweth to do right and doeth not, capitalism, anything that's not of the faith of socialism, it is sin. So I have let this sin go along, not consciously. Now I consciously face it, and consciously I will not tolerate it anymore. I will throw your food summarily out the window if it's not enough to go around in this church, and feed it to the lovely animals that are out there, because I will not make any kind of a false distribution if there's only just a little bit of it. So don't bring me food up there tomorrow. Don't you test me. Unless you've first gone down and seen that there's a plenty to feed every one of all my family that comes from Fresno and far as Los Angeles, all over this nation, even from Portland, Oregon. Don't you fail to have that food there, or tomorrow, well, you've heard the saying, hell will break loose. Well, hell's nothing when God breaks loose. And so absolutely, I want you to see that you've given the kitchen people what they need to work with tomorrow. How am I going to bring food tomorrow? Well, you get lost tomorrow if you don't. Because I've got a promised land. It's a city set on a hill that cannot be moved. I've got a place where there's refuge on 27,000 acres with every kind of berry and fruit and vegetable growing and all the wild beasts of the field, so that no one will ever go hungry. So if you want what I've got, line up, baby. I'm not talking to people from Madero or from Fresno who cannot get food. I didn't see a dozen hands from people that live in this bay. I want to see the bay people's hands. How many are going to bring food tomorrow in this house so that my people will not be in need? And if it's there, we'll eat. And if we don't, then we'll all go hungry. Because we're all going to do whatever we do together, aren't we? I want to break this class system. Don't you realize that I'm socialistic? I cannot stand it. You bring me fruits and you bring me this and that, and you want to give me this and you want to give me that thing. I want my people to be able to enjoy what I enjoy. If they can't, get it out of my face. Secretaries, implement this by stern calling. Kitchen staff needs your support. Also, those who do minister at any one of my tables, don't you hold back any special plate for any special person. Don't you give a little bit more, as some I've seen done in some of the kitchen work. Don't you give a little bit more to somebody that you happen to like. I don't like it. Do you hear me? I don't like it. And if you don't like it, quit. Because somehow we will minister our food. If you don't like it, or you do like it, we will continue to go on. Because you see, God, socialism's already won. We do have one nice boat, big boat. So folk want to get their feelings up in the air, want to get their tail up like it's been bird. That's all right. Want to get their feathers all shook? Let them get shook, because that boat might just be big enough to take the faithful to the promised land. So I hope that that will take care of a few of the little problems. You say, this church must have problems. Honey, this church, in comparison even to the adulterers and the defamers and blasphemers that I was discussing in more detailed account tonight, this church, even with its blasphemers and defilers and adulterers that I was talking to, makes your church look so unholy and us look so holy. It makes our church look like the shining silvery sun or moon, and your church look like an old mangy dog baying at it. She was also dying a while ago, and I told her to get up and walk. No medical person would say, do that. All the nurses get nervous when the service, when I say, get them up, and tell them to do something. Look how bright she looks now. Look how bright she looks. Walk back to victory. That's two tonight that were on their way to dying. But I said, thou shalt not die, but thou shalt live. Until you get some people out of jail, until you have put money in to feed the poor and impoverished, starving masses, 1 million of which will die, according to all the newspaper articles, by December, and 800 million more that will die next year by Walter Cronkite's own prophecy. Not a prophecy, by his own prognostication, his own projection. Until you have put tons of food in Honduras, or in Biafra, or in Sub-Sahara, or in Bangladesh, or until you have put tons of food in Wounded Knee or Alcatraz and water there every day as we did when those Indians were holding out for justice. Until you put money in and freed every one of those that were in Wounded Knee when nobody gave them a ghost of chance, but you noticed they were all on my platform in Los Angeles and every one of them walked out scot-free. They all were freed. We had every one of that tribal council on our Los Angeles pulpit, and I turned over considerable money to see that they were freed. And what was more important, I put my spirit in them and put my justice before them, and I brought my pendulum of equilibrium into display, and I brought about a justice that you little pipsqueaks cannot do, none of your churches can do. So you quit criticizing how I administer this revolution. You quit judging what I do. I will do what I have to do, and you better do it with me. Now we all understand each other. And I will take the offering. Always clear the house of sin and iniquity before I finish an offering. Don't I? I don't want your filthy commitments. If you can play chess, I don't want anything from you. Only to get out of my sight. If you can hold a 3-hour job and stay out of my services 2 days a week, I don't want you around me. And I mean I am. I said to Sister Jones a moment ago, and she said, Freudian. I said, while I was gone over there. She said, you mean while I was gone? I said, no, I. Because there I am. There I am. She said, that's how you can tell the love you have, because you're always referring to someone else when they're going through suffering as if it were you, or someone else going in an experience as if it were you. Because I no longer live. I'm crucified with the revolution. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but in 1,000 bodies. In yea, 10,000 bodies, I live. Don't you understand the mystery of that? No longer I, but Christ the revolution. Christ in the Hebrew means revolution. The anointing, the electrifying revolution. No longer I that lives. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ. And that revolution is here. It's there. It is everywhere. I have thousands that can be marshaled at a moment's notice for peaceful demonstrations. And they shall be peaceful as long as you recognize that we are going to have peace in our promised land valley, that we are going to be uninterrupted and our people are not going to be taken in concentration camps. It will be peace. But if you want to make and choose the weapons, we can reach you on whatever level you want to reach us. Hey! If you want to be met by the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world for justice and peace, you can be met by that. If you want to be met by the Dove of Peace, you can be met and introduced to the Dove of Peace. But if you want to be living by the sword, you're going to die by your damn sword. Because God, I mean this infinite God's administration, will take that sword and ram it. I think I've said enough. There is a point of no return. Shall we now administer the important thing of giving substance to your vision? For where there is no vision, the people perish. You're going to have to get a vision that makes you lively to do this thing properly here and make sacrifices to get our money in the promised land before the whole bottom falls out of this country. Kissinger said this week, and President Ford said this week, that communism is going to come about all over the world. And we cannot let it happen, Mr. Kissinger said, even if we have to use military might. That means on your backs, child. That means to get black people out of the way. We have all those titles, the programs. Someone said the emergency laws have been some of my little petite bourgeois always come up with encouraging news. They never can see anything to work for. They'll come up and say, the emergency legislation has been revoked. Honey, the president can reinstitute every one of those emergency measures in 30 seconds. And what you didn't know, the emergency powers were not curtailed, not one iota, and still some of the statutes of emergency laws that have already been enacted were not removed. So don't come up to me with your bourgeois capitalistic optimism. I don't want to see it. Until I can see you see the sufferings of fellow kind, your fellow human beings, don't come up to me with your false sense of security, always wanting to see some bright side of Kissinger or Ford. The only bright side of Ford will be when he's in a junkyard where he belongs. So please get off my back tonight and straighten up, because I'm generous. I'll give you many times to try to fool me. I'll let you try to sow little foxes, but then after a while, I'll get you. Now I won't just chew you and swallow you. I play with you like the king tomcat does. I'll pat you around a little bit and shake you up. It'd be easy if I'd just swallow you. But that wouldn't teach you anything. I'm out to save you, even the mice. And the mice with all their little. I'm out to save you. So I'll bounce you around like a little tomcat I used to have and just knock the mice senseless and they'd still walk away not harmed. I'm going to either, by love and sweetness, bring the angel out of you, or I'm going to by hard licks and knocks, and I believe that's the only way I get it out of some of you. The only way I can bring the angel out of the top of you is to beat the devil out of the bottom of you. So is there one in the room who will give 107?
Couldn't say.
No, she couldn't say anything because she was laying in a pool of blood right up on the altar. No, she couldn't say a thing. But she had a slight stroke last Sunday and got healed. Now she said, I'm glad to say I'm raised from the dead. How many will give $9.99? So don't go to that old jackleg church tomorrow. Some of you couldn't bring any food tomorrow because you're going to a jackleg church. I saw half a row of you back here. Thank you, Reverend Edwards. Good minister that brought his entire church of God into this congregation and joined with us. Been here for years, knowing the truth. And I always like to hear his, oh yes. Get in here with us, friend. You don't know a church that's got a warehouse full of food. The storehouse means that you're supposed to have food for your people. Your church doesn't have it for you. You don't know a church that's got ground both here in America for a depression and ground if they do to us what they did to the Japanese or the Germans did to the Jews. You don't know a church that's got 27,000 acres, 12 miles, 7 miles wide and 12 miles long. You don't know a church that's got that kind of land across the sea. You don't know a church that owns a fleet of Greyhound buses or a whole big boat. An ocean ship. You don't know. You don't know any church that's got that. You don't know a church that has a pastor that lives in old clothes and holy shoes and doesn't own a car while the people have all those blessings. You don't know such a church. So why do you go to such a church? I want to know why. I want to know you go to those jackleg churches. Why do you go over to the 30-fold when there's a 100-fold right here in America today? Why do you go to the 60-fold and the 30-fold and usually the 1.5-fold? That'd be closer to where you're going. Those jacklegs might get 1.5, maybe 1.77. They wouldn't come up to 2%, and here we have the 100-fold. What does 100-fold mean? 100% commitment. 100% commitment to truth. 100% commitment to justice. 100% commitment to all that is socialistic. That's what we are. If we see anything's not right, we stomp on it. Your churches wouldn't take on their kitchen staff, their usher staff, their security staff. Your churches wouldn't touch them because that preacher wants an anniversary next month. I'd preach the truth tonight, my dear precious ones. I'd preach it tonight, and this is what you don't know about me. Some of you will never know it till it's cross time. I'd preach the truth tonight if my own wife walked out and never came back. I'd preach the truth tonight if every person left me and I was alone in this building. Wake up that young man sitting back there like Socrates or whoever it was, the thinker on his fist. Do you know who I'm talking to, brother? Don't sleep on me. I've been up too many nights. Don't you sit there and sleep on me. Don't try to hide it tonight because I'll be after you like a hound. Sometimes you cover it pretty well, some of you folk. You can sleep and get dark glasses and sleep setting up with a smile even. That young man's a good man. He doesn't sleep much. He's a little PO'd at me, but he'll have to get un-PO'd because I'm just going to keep right on preaching the truth. Because I know where they place all people that stand for what I do. I know there's a Golgotha. I know it. I know there's a lonely garden. I know they try to even intimidate people like me by seeing that there's a knifing every day in Alcatraz. But I don't care what they do. I know that they'll prosecute and persecute and they'll speak ill of me by their fascist, racist, rich newspapers that are owned by a chain of rich people throughout the country. I know my day's coming, so that's why I'm going to get as much truth out every night as I can. I'm going to lay it out while I can, everywhere I can. I'm going to spew it out. I'd just soon die from a knife in Alcatraz as I would to lay in our beautiful nursing home that was called the best in the state, given the best accreditation of anyone in the state, the best praise of anyone in the state by the State Board of Health. I'd rather die with an Alcatraz knife in my back, or San Quentin it is now. I'd rather die with a knife of some racist enemy than to lay in a nursing home bed while all my vulture relatives were sitting around waiting for me to breathe my last breath so they could fight over even who got my undershorts. I've seen it happen to people in our nursing homes that were not in this faith, that did not have this immortal life, because everyone that's died in my presence has been resurrected. Is it not so? So anyway, I'd rather go with a knife or a gun for standing for what I believe, and then waste away and look at people just stand over you like vultures wanting you to die. I'm going to make a beautiful melody for truth while I'm at it. So you can't intimidate me. You can't threaten me. You certainly can't sleep me out. You can't shut me out, because I'll throw water on you if I have to wake you up. Because I've faced being thrown in boiling oil. And I've faced death, gone through it, and I'm more than conqueror over death, hell, and every capitalist grave. I'm more than conqueror tonight. Because death no longer has any, no longer can death find anything of itself in me. No longer does death have dominion over me. Our death has no fear. It holds no fear. And I think some of you are getting that way. You're getting that way. $2.77 was it for everyone.